Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Anti-government, anti-science, and anti-Obama. They have a trifecta.
Hey, good evening, shipmates, and welcome to the program. It's Friday. We made it. Hallelujah. Damn, this week, let me turn this damn air conditioner off here so I can hear what the hell I'm trying to say here. I knew there was something I forgot to do before I started this
rendezvous.
Anyway, we have 888 days. We got 3 8 balls, which are the three branches of government, and we're all behind all three of them. 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 44 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And then we got to go to work. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom. That is very important. Freedom is important. If you don't have it, what do you have? Well, not much. Well, you got groups like ISIS or You got all kinds of tyrannical groups out there. They would love to take charge. You don't comply, well, you get your head cut off. So freedom is important. We must be dedicated to the fight, and I'm sorry, but we've been fighting for freedom before we lost it. We've been fighting for freedom forever, and you're going to have to continue the fight. I was naive as a kid. I was naive as a young man, an adult. You know, and I think I am no different than a lot of other people. We thought, hey, you know, I mean, we got a constitution. We fought a couple of wars to keep it, you know. We're free, you know. We prided ourselves on freedom. Remember when America meant freedom? Remember that? Used to associate, you know, America with freedom. It's like you say, hey, you know, you associate a team of baseball. What do you think? Yankees. Why not? Well, that's the way they are. Yeah, there's a lot of other teams, but I mean, Yankees are, I mean, you say Yankees, people know who you are worldwide. They always have been. How the hell did we get on this? Oh, man. Well, it's Friday. I'm pretty sure it's close to a full moon. If not, it should be. We must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We don't care anymore. Freedom ain't cheap. We don't care what the cost is. We will gladly pay it. We can afford freedom. What we cannot afford is tyranny. We have no money for tyranny. We have no time for tyranny. We have no patience. We have no tolerance. We have no use for tyranny. This is America. I want to go back. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't care. Oh, you want to live in the past. I'm not living in no damn past. I just want to follow the laws that we haven't been following for a long time. So if you want to get back, you know, if you want to go down that road, no, I don't want to go back to the past. I just want to be. I want to be American. I like my football. I like my baseball. I like my bacon. I like my cheeseburgers. I like all my stuff. I'm an American. And I'll eat whatever the hell I want to eat. Now, there's a lot of foods that I can't eat anymore, even though I do, and I pay for it. But it's up to you as the individual to decide what and what not you are going to eat. I don't eat a lot of foods, man. When I traveled all over the world, and, you know, some of those places, man, I was particular, man. I was pretty damn particular of what I ate, man. No. I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm not going to try it. You just won't do it. I don't eat creepy stuff, man. I don't eat, like, frogs. Frogs irritate me. Can't stand frogs. I don't eat, like, snakes and that kind of worms and that kind of crap. I don't eat insects. That's ridiculous. Even though lobsters and crabs, I know they're insects, but they are good. You know, that's just the way it is. Can't help it. But some of that other stuff, squid is actually pretty good. Cooked right. I've eaten alligator. I love alligator. Alligator was good. I was in Detroit. Or it could have been outside Detroit or was close to Detroit. I loved that whole area of Detroit. I came this close to moving there, too. I almost took that job. When I worked for Ford Motor Credit. It would have been a good job. I visited all over there, man. I loved it. I fell in love with that area. I fell in love with Detroit. I thought it was, you know... Yeah, there were some areas, you know. But, so I had the guy drive me over there. I wanted to see Tiger Stadium before I knew they were going to tear it down. At least I got to see the old Tiger Stadium. Never got to go in, but at least I seen it. But now, Detroit, what is Detroit? Detroit, you seen Detroit? I haven't seen it. Honey, you seen Detroit? Ah. Nobody's seen it. There is no Detroit anymore. What is a Detroit? What the hell is that? That just gets to the whole core of what the hell is happening in this country today, which I'm going to get to, you know, I'm going to get to it. I'm still trying to pinpoint where the hell the turn was. I know it's been slowly turning. There was a game that, you know, Helsman used to try to play. The Bosa mates, when you're on watch. They're the young guys, you know, they work on the deck crew. And they try to play a game of doing a 360 without anybody knowing about it. Well, one jackass tried that crap with me once when I was on watch. I was a navigator. I knew where the hell I was going. I always made damn sure I knew what I was doing and looked at what course we were going. I was paying more attention than the frickin' officer of the deck. That was my job. Well, I didn't want to get the guy in trouble. If I'd have made a big to-do about it, he would have got his ass in a lot of trouble. And I didn't want to ruin the guy's life. 30 days on the ship, extra duty and loss of pay and all that. I didn't want to do that to him. So I just told the boss mate, hey, man, boss mate of the watch, I said, hey, man, I'm go over here, you know. But he was cool. He's a friend of mine. Now I don't even know how the hell we got onto that. Where the hell are we going tonight? All right, let's get going here, man. Let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway before I blast off into Deep Space Nine. Well, I think I've already blasted off. That's just the way it is. Well, now we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Supposed to make shift colors. Maybe now we can steer on course here. Maybe we might get something done. This is what happens when you start talking about liberals. There's so much to talk about, man. The web never stops, man. It just keeps growing. We've got to put an end to it. We're the only ones that can. We're the Dr. Frankensteins, man. We created this damn monster. Let's fix the son of a bitch. I can't leave these kids alone, and I'm not going to leave these kids alone until this problem is rectified, until it is over. Team Isaiah. Save Isaiah. That's for Facebook. If you're on Twitter, it's hashtag Team Isaiah or hashtag Save Isaiah. Either one will get you where you need to get to. They still need donations. They still need whatever you can do. Buy a hat, buy a shirt, whatever, something. A little bit of the proceeds goes, and, you know, she's got to fight this. This is a real case. Imagine if that was your kid, if that was your child. What would you do? You know, $5 here, $10 there, you know, okay, fine. If you can give it up, give it up. If you can't, you know, do what you can. If it's a buck, it's a buck. Everything counts, man. Everything little counts into big. So go on there. Check it out. We got to get this kid home. There's plenty more to go. There's thousands to go. We've got to put an end to this atmosphere. And the only way to put an end to the atmosphere is to, well, let everybody know about it. Eventually, the media might take off on it. And I think Jim Gutstein had a good point to try to scare them. Try to scare them to stop. You know, we're the public. We don't want a police force with armored tanks and, you know, 40-millimeter machine guns. And I mean, come on, man. Look, I know they're rioting. Yeah, I know. Understand. They need to be stopped. We can, you know, you can stop them. You can do it. But with, you know, all that crap, come on. I know they didn't use the 40-millimeter guns. I know they didn't use tanks on them. I know that. I'm not trying to say that they did. But they do have the capabilities to do so. And they did have the presence of it. You've seen the pictures. Well, that could have been, you know, whatever, making sure that all the pictures had one of these big tanks in there. Could have been the same tank the whole time. Who knows? But they did have excessive force, and now they got what's his name now? Well, what we have here, first of all, let's just get into the scuttlebutt of the day here and get it going. Try to follow a script in some order, because I do have a tendency to venture off into far-off distant seas. But there are two separate events here. Two completely different events. Now, I thought, you know, when I first heard this morning when they came out and the way they presented it. But see, this is what happened. See, now you got the cops. Now they even seem more suspicious. And that's why people get this 9/11 conspiracy and all this government conspiracy stuff is because the government tries to cover everything up. So when they cover up, obviously you're covering something up, you must be guilty. Well, what they're covering up is, well, they just don't want to get, you know, make it look like they got caught with their pants down, because they did get caught with their pants down. They just don't want the blame to go on them. That's what this is all about. Nobody wants to get blamed. But we have two different events here. First of all, there was a robbery. And we all seen the video. Choking the guy who wants to steal the Swisher Sweets or the Cigarellos. There's those cigars. Evidently wants to make a blunt out of it. Fine. But I guess it's a pack for two of these packs for 99 cents. So it's a buck. Probably some change, you know, no more than $1.10. Well, he didn't want to pay for them, I guess. You know, he's special. He's, you know, he's cool. He's a big guy on the block. He can just take them. Well, got a little guy who was over there, the store owner, or the manager, or the clerk, or whoever the hell he was. He was running over there, and this big dude, he choked him. Threw him back. Took off. Well, his partner, he put the cigarillos down. He put them back on the counter. He didn't steal anything, but this guy did. Well, then they go out in a separate event. Yeah, he did get word that there was a, you know, something, but he didn't know. This officer didn't know that this guy was the suspect. He didn't get that, but I guess he didn't get that big of a description, whatever. We'll get into it, but the shooting incident. Because the police aren't saying anything, you know, they, you know, I don't understand, you know, you knew what happened. Why wouldn't you come out and immediately say, you know, what the hell happened? I know you got to keep some things, you know, secret for this and that, but what you gave out today was, you could have given that out, but you didn't. Well, now that they had to give the name out because of all the Freedom of Information Act requests, they got to give the name out. I'm sure they got him out of town. They got him hidden, and probably, you know, a good idea, him and his family. Let's find out what the hell. Man, we still don't know what the hell went on. The cops weren't saying anything. Nobody's saying nothing. And what anybody is saying is you find out later, ain't. So, I'm drunk with this stuff. I don't know what, nobody knows what the hell happened. But the shooting, there's a lot of things that just don't want to add up with the shooting, and that's because, well, the police just aren't saying any details. Maybe they're working on their own spin. They haven't figured out how to spin it properly yet. I don't know. But I don't understand why they just don't come out. I mean, you know, I'm not supporting the rioters. But, I mean, that is probably one of the reasons why they are rioting. If you'd come out and said some more information at the very beginning, maybe you could have quelled some of this. I'm not saying that the cops are responsible for the rioting. That's not what I'm saying either. But, I mean, and people got a right to know when one of their citizens just got gunned down in the frickin' street. The way they presented it this morning, that it had something to do with it, and then I even seen reports where this cop knew that it was this guy. And then that went away, and then it was, you know, well, now... Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson, he said today that the officer who shot Ferguson, who shot the Ferguson teen, they got to do that. Have you ever noticed that? They got to do this, the unarmed African-American teenager, the unarmed black teenager. We got to say that over and over and over again, a gazillion times. His skin has nothing to do with it. It's a citizen. It was shot by a cop. Now what we have to find out, was there a legitimate reason for this guy being shot? Or was there not a legitimate reason for this guy being shot? This has nothing, the shooting has nothing to do with a robbery. This is what this guy says. The officer who shot Michael Brown, which is the unarmed African-American teenager, the citizen Michael Brown, stopped Brown and another teen, which was his partner evidently, because they were walking in the street, not because of the robbery a few minutes prior to. Well, Jackson said Michael Brown and Dorian Johnson, that's his buddy. That's the guy that put the cigars back on the counter. I'm sure you've seen the video. Everybody's seen it. Once it goes on frickin' Facebook, everybody sees it. Everybody. The world. Jackson said Michael Brown and Dorian Johnson were suspects in the robbery, but the officer wasn't aware of that. The officer, Darren Wilson, knew there had been a robbery, but did not know that Brown and Johnson might be the suspects. The initial contact between the officer and Mr. Brown was not related to the robbery. Jackson said in a news conference shortly after 2 p.m., the robbery had nothing to do with the stop. They were walking down the street, blocking traffic. That was it. So, blocking traffic. He's got about a box of cigars in his hand. Now, we've got witnesses now that say that this... It looked like he was shot in the back. You know, he was kind of stunned, and he turned around at that point and raised his hand. Now, whether those witnesses are telling the truth or not, well, I don't know. This is all we've got to go on at this point. So now the officer doesn't know that these two are the suspects. Evidently, there's a scuffle, is what we're being told. In the car, the witnesses say that the cop pulled this kid in towards him. Evidently, there was a shot fired or there wasn't a shot fired. Why can't the police just come out and say, what the frig happened? Look, when a police officer approaches you, you have to tell them everything that happened. Otherwise, they beat you with their sticks or tase you or might even shoot you, punch you, arrest you. So why can't they come out and say, hey, this is what happened? So if you're taking this long to come out and give your story, don't give me this crap. We got to hide it for court and this and that, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear it. What the hell happened? What is your side? And then they give this packet out, and then they give this, well, he was a suspect. Okay, that's a different, this is a completely different issue. Completely different. But they tried to make it sound like it was, the same. So that they would try to, make it look like this kid was, bad, 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 bad. Well, maybe he was a bad kid. He didn't look like he was, a choir boy, I would say. He's big. He wanted his cigars. Mama said he was on his way to Grandma's house. Well, on his way to Grandma's house, I guess he stopped by to steal a pack of cigars. So, I mean, I don't know what the hell to believe anymore, who the hell to believe, and why should I believe it? Nobody's been telling the truth in this country for years now, and I'm sick of it. We never seem to know what really happened, but yet everybody's rioting, everybody's doing this. Well, To me, it seems like these rioters are rioting just so they can go out and get free stuff. They go out and get that new TV. They can go out and get whatever the hell they want. Things on fire. That's fun. The robbery had nothing to do with the stop. They were walking down the street, blocking traffic. Jackson also addressed concerns about his release of information about the robbery. At the same time, he released the name of the officer at a press conference. Jackson said he released a security video from the liquor store because news organizations had been requesting it under the Freedom of Information Act. Why would you need to have a Freedom of Information Act if this is part of... It was only just minutes afterwards, I guess. That long afterwards. Well, we're getting, you know, I'm trying to find the real numbers. And, of course, you know, I mean, that's, you know. I don't understand why they just don't come out and say what the hell happened. Unless they're trying to spin it. Well, there's got to be cruiser video. Why hasn't that come out? Oh, well, who are you going to protect? Well, themselves. Maybe the officer. Maybe this wasn't a legal shooting. Maybe we don't know. I just want to know. That's all I want to know. That's all these people of Ferguson want to know. And they're not happy. They're not happy at all, and I don't blame them. There's two sides to those people that are protesting there. There's the peaceful protesters, and then there's, you know, the people that just want to burn things down and rob places and, you know, and just get new TVs and get whatever they want. Everything's free. Screw it. But there are some legitimate, you know, complaints. Isn't that stupid? Al Sharpton and now Jesse Jackson, now he's got to get in the fray now. I knew it was only a matter of time. I was wondering what took him so long. But those protesters down there, they're not pleased with Obama. They're not pleased with Al Sharpton. And what does Al Sharpton do? What does Jesse Jackson do? He likes to take a lot of people's money and then complain about, you know, the Koch brothers. These people are pathetic. Asked by reporters why he released the tape, he said, because I had to. Too many people put in Freedom of Information requests for it. That's your job. Come out and just say what the hell happened. You shouldn't have to go through a Freedom of Information request for this crap. This is ridiculous. And now there's reports, I guess the media did know that there was a video out there, where they heard rumors. But see, they didn't want to report it. I do believe, I'm going to get to it tonight sometime. But I do believe that this, I don't think the government planned this. I just think that they tried to exploit it very subtly, where they, you know, their hands were clean with it. But I think they wanted to take advantage of the situation, and it... Thank God that, you know, the rioting stopped. This police chief, whatever his name, he came down and he's talking to people and he was out there marching with them last night. And okay, that's good. That's good. I commend that. Whoever he was, I read it in here somewhere and heard about it. But good for him. But we still got to find out from the police. I don't understand why they just don't come out and say, give their side. They come up to you. You got to give your side. Boom, boom, boom. Where's your identification? What's your name? Where do you live? Who do you vote for? The robbery, we've all seen the robbery. And they got the report here. You know, there's a timeline here before the shooting. This Jackson, he described the events before the shooting on Saturday, saying that Wilson was at a sick call from 11:48 a.m. to about noon. What a sick call is, I guess, I don't know, somebody was sick? An ambulance was also at the scene. Okay, so somebody was injured or whatever, they had a cough, and just to make sure everything was, you know, fine or whatever, I guess. I don't know what happened. They didn't give that out. At 11:51 a.m., a 911 caller reported a strong arm robbery at a convenience store. Now, when I seen the tape said like 11, I think it was like 11:53 or something. Well, those numbers are going to be a little bit different. He did not name the store. A brief description went out a minute later. So that would be 11:52, 11:53, whatever. A different officer went to the convenience store, and a more detailed description went out a short time later. The robbery suspect was said to be heading toward the Quick Trip in Ferguson. Wilson left the sick call and encountered Michael Brown at 12:01. In a follow-up interview, Jackson said he did not believe Wilson knew Brown might be connected to the robbery. Well, I'm sure you probably had a conversation with this Wilson. I'm not saying that he should show his face because I think it would be dangerous at this point. Somebody would shoot him and kill him. Understand? But we still need to hear what happened. Why can't the police, a spokesperson, they got a million of them, just come out and say what the hell happened? He said Wilson stopped Brown and Johnson because they were walking in the street. So sometime between then and 12:04, when a second officer arrived at the scene, Brown was fatally shot by Wilson. So it appears that by the time Wilson, the cop, encountered Brown, the perp, it was like 3 minutes. So within 3 minutes of his encounter, he was dead. That 3 minutes, nobody seems to want to give out what happened. So I gotta wonder too. You know what the hell's going on here? I don't support the rioting at all. I think that's absolutely stupid. It's ridiculous. It just makes no sense. They're not getting any justice from it. They're just getting TVs and beer and candy bars and whatever they're stealing. Televisions and stereos and candy bars, cases of beer, that's not justice. That's not justice. Those are the crazies, the people that have a real bitch here. And yes, I think there were some people that were not part of the rioting crowd that were out there legitimately. There were some news crews. They got, you know, I know the cops want to disperse the crowd. I know. Was it excessive? I'm sure that it probably was. But it does look like the rioting has stopped, whether it started back up again. I mean, hey, tonight's a new night. After what happened here today with this press conference, people aren't buying it. I don't know. Maybe this new guy that's coming in here and the state police, maybe they can keep things kind of cool. That would be nice. But I don't know anymore, man. I mean, I don't trust anybody anymore. I don't know nothing now. Nobody seems to know nothing. Everybody talks about how transparent they are and how honesty is the best policy. But you tell the truth anymore, you lose your job, go to jail. You can't tell the truth in this country anymore. Jackson said further information about the actual shooting would have to come from the St. Louis County prosecutor. Now, why would it have to come from the prosecutor? This Bob McCulloch, which we got a story in on him now, too. There's all kinds of angles that's going on here. And everybody's, I can't stop but think that they really wanted a riot. I hate to say that. I think they really wanted a big to-do, and maybe they're trying, you know, plan B, because plan A didn't seem to work. This new guy comes in and quells everything down. Well, now they come out here and they give this press conference and won't give out anything, and the only thing they give out is this guy was a suspect in a robbery, but he had nothing to do with this stop. And we're supposed to have faith and trust and support in the police. And this isn't just one precinct. This just seems to be everywhere. There's too much of it. Yeah, I understand there are good cops. Yeah, that's true. There's good everybody. There's good everybody and there's bad everybody. This seems to be like an epidemic. And again, it's trickle-down tyranny. It's trickle-down everything. Trickle-down blame. Don't, you know, pass the buck. Now this cop says, well, I can't give out any information. It's got to go through the district or it's got to go through the prosecuting attorney. No. No. You're the police. You have to give out your own damn statement. I'm sorry, but that's BS. Look, if your guy did bad, man, you know, I think the public would respect the fact that you would come out and be honest with them and said, hey, you know what, this does not represent the police department here. This man acted improperly. We feel that it is, you know, to our best interest to turn this over to the prosecuting attorney at this point who is filing charges of murder or whatever the charge may be. You want to do it that way, you'd satisfy the people. You would come out and you would be honest and you would say, look, not all of us are this way. This guy was. We don't believe in shooting down citizens because they were blocking the street. So, you know, he's now in jail awaiting trial. Like anybody else. But that never happens. Everybody's got to, you know, you got to defend. Look, I understand the brotherhood, man. I get it. I get it. I respect it. I understand it. You would hope that they would at least have it. You need it. You need it in the Army. You need it in the Marine Corps. You need it in the Navy. You even need it in the Coast Guard. The short pants sailors. You need it. There's nothing wrong with coming to your team's defense. We understand it. We get it. That brotherhood, you know, I understand it. I get it. We all have it. But, I mean, look, there's certain lines that should not be crossed, and that should be not only understood but trained as such. And you should know coming in, you do this, well, hey, you know, this is going to happen. So if you're going to do something, make damn sure. And you got to, you know, look, being a cop is not for everybody. Certainly not for me. I would not make a very good police officer. I'd make a good detective as long as I wouldn't have to, you know, get in a gunfight with anybody. I wouldn't want to be dealing with that crap. But it just wouldn't be for me. Could not be a beat cop. Couldn't do it, wouldn't do it. So I understand, and I get it. Like I said, I don't have a problem with the police force. I just have a problem with the police force. Maybe now something might, you know, I know we've got the public that is getting more and more fed up with it. But the problem is the government and the law enforcement are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it makes it more and more and more and more and more difficult to combat. Well, I wouldn't say combat, but more or less to defend. I mean, now they got SWAT teams and they come to your door because your goddamn VIN number on your car doesn't match their stupid little computer records. It might produce a certain X amount of smoke more than what is, you know, recommended by the EPA. So you need a SWAT team? You have to confiscate the vehicle? I mean, that's ridiculous. If it was really such a big deal, you know what they should have said? They should have said, hey, you got 45 days, 30 days, whatever, to get this inspected and make sure that it's working properly, whatever. Give them 60 days or 90 days, whatever. Show proof you got this. Well, they had proof. They had all the everything. Well, they had to take away the car. Had to get rid of it. That one car is going to produce so much smoke and so much global warming that the planet is going to melt because of this one car. What are you, nuts? Why do we do this to our citizens? Why is our government doing this? We don't deserve this. This isn't who we are. We don't need to go to that level. We do not need to go to that point. We do not need our law enforcement having mine-resistant, you know, armored vehicles and 40-millimeter, you know, guns. I know you want to fight the war on drugs with it. That's what it's supposed to be for. Well, then use it down at the border. Maybe, I don't know, show a force down there. You know, they might go, look at that big old gun. Maybe I'll stay on this side of the border for a while. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. But do we do that? No. We don't attack the invaders who are invading our country. No, we attack our own citizens who are pissed off because they got, well, one of them got murdered in the street, according to them. That's how they feel. They feel their brother got murdered in the street. Now, whether he was or he wasn't, well, we don't know. There's 3 minutes that we just we don't know anything about. The missing 3 minutes. What happened? Well, who said this in a press conference? Jackson did not say Brown was a suspect in the robbery and did not say how the information connects to the Brown shooting investigation. Yeah, we know that. Hello? Documents released, you know, blah, 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 blah. Some citizens attend, blah, blah, blah. I am incensed. These are people. These people are not, they're not buying this crap. And I'm not so sure I can buy it now anyway. Me either. I don't know if I can buy this crap. And the reason I can't buy it is because they're not coming out and just being honest. Look, if the cop was in fear of his life and he had a right to shoot, okay. Spill the beans. What the hell happened? I'm incensed, said Laura Keyes. I can't believe this is the tactic they are using, bringing up a robbery to make the victim look like he was the person who created this whole mess. Where's the footage? Yeah, I kind of want to see I want to see that, you know, the cruiser video. Why haven't we seen that? How long has it been? It'll be a week tomorrow. And we still haven't seen it. Oh, that's right. The prosecuting attorney, he's got it. Well, why does he have it? He's not a cop. Anthony Shaheed. He's an activist. Oh, great. Said Jackson's announcement was irresponsible. Uh-oh. He said Thursday night was calm, but you stirred back up this morning. Oh, great. See, that's what I was afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of. Well, it's dark here now in New York. So I don't know what the hell's going on in Kansas City. I hope they can calm things, but after today, they didn't solve anything. They just had more questions now. Jay Williams said the announcement was BS. Well, he got right to the point. Well, I think you're right there, Jay Williams, but we'll find out. We don't know. They brought it up to justify the cops' actions. I think a little bit the way they did it, now that there's more information coming out, it does point to that. And because they're not coming out and giving their side, it even makes it even, it points even more to it. Nobody wants to take blame. Nobody wants to take responsibility. Immediately, you must pass the buck. Give it to somebody else. Oh, but this is an ongoing investigation. I can't discuss it. They love to use that excuse. All right, next time a cop comes up and asks me for my name out of nowhere, I'm sorry, sir, but there's an ongoing investigation with my name. I can't discuss it. See what he says to that. Huh? Yeah. Mm. William Whitaker, 57. They got to get the age in there. Like, I give a damn how old this bastard is. Blamed McCulloch, that is the prosecutor, for the release of the information at the press conference to discredit Brown and called for McCulloch's impeachment. Now we've got politics involved. There are so many things involved. Everybody wants to get involved into this mess. Everybody wants to get involved in it. Everybody wants to get their little 15 minutes of fame of this frickin' disaster we got created down here. Maybe it's a diversion to allow more illegal aliens to cross the border. I mean, you got the president. He's out there, you know, basically saying that the cops were acting stupidly, which they might have been a little bit over excessive. That there might have been a little bit to that. Okay, fine. But you as a president, shut up. Don't say anything at this point. It doesn't make any sense. Now you're just stirring up more trouble. Now you got people go, well, you know, but people aren't buying the president. And they're not buying Al Sharpton. These people are pissed. They thought because they got a black president, their lives, they were going to get out of the ghetto. What, are you kidding me? No, you were not going to get out of the ghetto. You were designed to stay in the ghetto. And they're going to put more people in the ghetto. They want everybody in the ghetto, not just you. He wasn't going to do anything to get you out. If he got you out, well, then they're going to be out of a job. You see? You see how that works? You see how the Democrats don't care? They tell you they're fighting for you. But what do? Well, they keep you in the ghetto. And they say, give me more money and I can fight harder. Well, the St. Louis County executive, Charlie Dooley, he will lead an effort to appoint a special prosecutor to handle the case involving an officer who shot the unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown. We don't need to describe every time you mention the name, the unarmed African-American teenager Michael Brown. We know he was unarmed. We know he's a teenager. And we don't care what color he is. He's a human. He's a citizen of the United States. Yeah, was he a good kid? Well, I'd say he has some issues. Eventually, they probably would have caught him for this. But the robbery had absolutely nothing to do with it. Dooley spoke with Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster. Spoke with him today. He asked that the process to remove the St. Louis County prosecutor, Bob McCulloch, from the case. He wants it removed. So now they're bringing politics into this. Like there isn't enough chaos going on. And now we got people playing little political games. Tension has mounted over the county's handling of the situation. McCulloch fought back on Thursday, criticizing a state effort that replaced a county police handling protests in Ferguson. The county executive believes that Bob McCulloch is biased and shouldn't handle the case. That was said by Pat Washington, Dooley's spokeswoman. Everybody's got to have a spokesperson. Nobody can speak for themselves. Sometimes I wish I had a spokesperson. I tend to put my foot in my mouth a lot. Maybe if I got a private spokesperson, maybe that wouldn't happen. But then it wouldn't be me speaking then, would it? Dooley and McCulloch evidently have been at odds. McCulloch pulled his support from Dooley's reelection effort. There it is. McCulloch went with the other guy, and now he's all pissed off. He went with this guy named Steve Stenger. And for most of the summer, Stenger ran television ads, prominently featured McCulloch, criticizing Dooley's leadership and alleging corruption in the county. So Dooley is pissed off. Everybody's pissed off. Everybody's pissed off at everybody. This is what happens with this crap. This is what happens with this society of everybody's got to bring everybody down so they can bring each other up. Well, if you bring somebody down, you're not bringing yourself up. You're not bringing yourself up that way. And if you think you are, well, you might be in certain circles, but in reality, no, you're not. And you will come crashing down. Like, there isn't enough going on here. Now we need two little politicians pissing on each other. I mean, they're children for crying out loud, man. What the hell? Well, this is another reason here why I think this whole mess in Missouri is just another opportunity for this government just to simply take advantage of the situation. I think the media, why they didn't report that other, that there were rumors that there was a video, and why wasn't the video demanding it and asking it? And you didn't hear any in a press conference. You didn't hear it on TV why they weren't asking for it. No. They got rumors of it. I think they wanted the riot. Look at all the money they can make at a riot. If there's riots, look at all the money they can make. They can bring down reporters and all the advertising would go up and everybody would be glued to their televisions watching the riots. And more people would join in and the media would love it because it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the government would love it because now they get to use their armored tanks and their 40-millimeter machine guns and they got to have a blast. Literally. I don't know. I don't think it's quite that far. But I think we're coming pretty close to it. I think we're coming close to where we're going to have one military force, and it's going to be whatever it is, whatever the civilian force that Obama says he wants to have. He wants to have a civilian force bigger and badder than the military, which our military right now. Our military should be expanding, not decreasing. We shouldn't be firing anybody. We should be hiring people. We should be building up. maybe it's me. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just paying attention. But we've got a little group over there in the Middle East called IS that is growing bigger and bigger and bigger every day. We've got the Russians that are doing all kinds of funky stuff over there in Ukraine. Looks like Ukraine shot down or bombarded a convoy of sorts. God only knows. Who the hell knows what's going on with that? We haven't heard very much on that lately. There's so many things going on, you can't cover it all. There's not enough hours in a day to cover this crap. But with everything that's going on, China, look at China. Look what China's doing. China's increasing their military. They're boosting up their economy. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're trying to expand into other islands. They're trying to take over land, too. Well, America, we got to wake up here. We got people that want to take over the United States. There's been a lot of people for a long time that have wanted to conquer the United States. They were jealous of our freedom. I don't think they understand that we don't have freedom anymore, so there's no reason to attack us. Leave us alone. We got enough people in our own country, our own government attacking us. We don't need a terrorist organization to come over here. We got the government, we got the police, we got the EPA. The EPA. Imagine that, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. They're supposed to protect the environment. Well, a leaked document, Department of Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis predicts increased anti-government violence over the next year. Well, we already know there's a list. There's a list of people that, these are people that they have put out to keep an eye out for, to keep an eye on, because these are the homegrown, these are the American, these are the domestic terrorists. These are terrorists. Well, a 2011 study, and we've talked about this before, there's been several studies. This is what they do. This is who they tell. I mean, look, and now you had that Clive and Bundy. Oh, that's just a mess. Let's start at the top of this damn thing here. Let's figure out exactly what the hell happened. Because if I start blasting off into Deep Space Nine, we'll never cover anything. We'll never learn anything. Well, the document says that the inspiration for violence, which I don't see. I mean, now look who's committing all the violence? Was there any violence? Well, let's get to it. The document says the inspiration for violence in the Clive and Bundy's Bunkerville standoff with the Bureau of Land Management, which should be a desk job. All this violence, this is what I'm trying to get at. First of all, there really wasn't any violence except for, the Bureau of Land Management shooting a bunch of cows, knocking down a bunch of ladies with cancer, tasering people, bringing out your dogs. And you're going to sit here and talk to us about violence? And then you've got Kansas City, Missouri, which I think it is safe to say that the majority of them are Democrats that are rioting in the street. But the Republicans, they get all the blame for them. The Clive and Bundy Bunkerville standoff, which there was no shots fired from any of the protesters down there, from the Clive and Bundy. They didn't hit anybody. They didn't kick anybody. They didn't set anybody on fire. They didn't loot. They didn't shoot any cows. They didn't send any dogs on anybody. They didn't tase anybody. There was no violence from them. DHS's 7-page report entitled Domestic Violence Extremists pose a threat to government officials and law enforcement. And law enforcement points to the recent murders of, now see, this is where these people are. This is where I can't stand how people take one thing and they stretch it and turn it into something else. And anybody who's anywhere near it is connected to it, and they're automatically guilty. DHS's seven-page report entitled Domestic Violence Extremists Pose a Threat to Government Officials and Law Enforcement points to the recent murders of two Las Vegas law enforcement officers as evidence that there is a growing trend of anti-government violence compared to the previous 4 years and inspired by previous government overreach and oppression and the perceived victory at Bunkerville will likely prompt more violence. I mean, this is the kind of crap that, I mean, it just is amazing. And there will be people that will buy this crap. The only people that were committing the violence was the Bureau of Land Management. Bundy's 20-year legal dispute with the BLM over grazing fees and turtles escalated when the agency attempted to seize his cattle. They got to take the cattle. What is the Bureau of Land Management going to do with that cattle? What are they going to do with it? What are they going to do with them? Are they going to chop them up and eat them themselves? What are they going to do with that cattle? Just go out and shoot them? Just what? An armed standoff between the BLM and supporters of Bundy ensued until the feds backed off before any serious violence erupted and left the 67-year-old rancher's land. Got to get that year in there. Like, it's important that we need to know that he's 67 years old. Jared and Amanda Miller, a husband and a wife, were at the Bundy Ranch. Later, these two knuckleheads killed three people in Las Vegas, including two police officers, before they killed themselves. Well, the two left an ominous note, swastika, a Gadsden flag, which is Don't Tread on Me, by the bodies of both officers. Ammon Bundy, which is the son of Cliven Bundy, the 67-year-old rancher, told the Associated Press that the Millers were not welcome at the ranch and were kicked out after a few days, calling them very radical, and that they didn't align themselves with the Bundy's protest movement. But because they showed up there, now, all of a sudden, anybody that was down there at the Bundy Ranch, well, you're one of these radicals. You're out there. You want to go out there and kill a bunch of cops and Don't Tread on Me. Blah, 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 blah. No. No. And that's how they do it. They paint you as you are the perpetrator. You're the bad guy. You're the villain. But now you must change. You must alter your thinking. You must comply. And if you don't, well, we'll arrest you and throw you in jail, perform medical experiments on you, do whatever. You will now become property of the government. These incidences took place in the South and the West since 2010, and the DHS counts as surge in militia and lone offender extremist events with anti-government motivations and targets. Our Alaska militiamen, Waffle House plot in Georgia, Fear Militia, Lax Shooting, XXS Militia Splinter Group, Bunkerville Ranch, Texas Militia Plot, Las Vegas Shootings, blah, 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 blah. Lone Avenger, Lone Offender Extremists. They tried like hell to paint the Tea Party as all these crazy wacko people. And there are people that still believe it. There's people that still believe it. But yeah, here you have all these Democrats that are out in Kansas City, Missouri, or Ferguson, Missouri, looting and burning down the place. And I understand that, yeah, they've got a legitimate bitch because, well, they don't know anything. I still do not support that stupid rioting. It makes no sense. I've never understood it. But that's violent, setting things on fire. But the Tea Party is out there calling for freedom for everybody. And these two knuckleheads, look, there's crazy people. I don't care where you are. I don't care what religion you're in. I don't care what walk of life, what color you are. I don't care what street you live on. There's somebody that's wacko, man. It's human beings, just the way it is. But these two were kicked out of the Bundy Ranch. They were said, you guys are wacko, man. You don't leave. Go. So they had to leave. So they went to Las Vegas and killed some people. I mean, these are crazy people. And these are not the people that were down at the Bundy Ranch. They are not the Tea Party. When people say they want to take the government back, they mean they want the government to follow the Constitution. And it is our government. It's not the government's government. This is our government. This is ours. It's our government. This was a gift. Our forefathers gave us this gift, this Constitution. And we have to follow it. And we haven't been following it. We have not been respecting it. And then we wonder why we got all these problems. Well, if you're not going to follow the rules of the game, well, you're not going to win. A 2011 study entitled Profiles and Perpetrators of Terrorism. Meanwhile, Hamas is a humanitarian organization. Right. Produced by the National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism, in which the following characteristics are used to identify terrorists. Americans who believe their way of life is under attack. Well, I guess I'm a terrorist because, yeah, I see the American way of life is under attack. $90+ million people out of work. The coal mine's about ready to be shut down, which means more people out of work. But not only is their way of life under attack, but their quality of life is under attack. Thanks for Obamacare. Americans who are fiercely nationalistic. What does that mean, fiercely nationalistic? As opposed to universal and international in orientation. What do they mean by that? What does that mean, nationalistic? Fiercely nationalistic. I suppose it means whatever the hell they want it to mean. People who consider themselves anti-global. I'm anti-global. I don't believe in this stupid New World Order. It ain't going to work anyway. The New World Order is going to be nothing but a New World War. Everybody's going to want to take over. Everybody's going to want to have that power of the world. And whoever does get the power isn't going to have the power for very long because somebody's going to want to take them over. The New World Order will not last. It just can't. It will not last. It will not work. But people are going to try it. Why? I don't know. I hope to God I never get a hold of whatever weed they're smoking, man, because I just do not want to go down into that level of stupidity. Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority. I am. I think a lot of people are. Man, I'm a terrorist. What the hell? Americans who are irreverent of individual liberty. I'm guilty. I mean, you lock me up right now. Individual liberty? Reverent of individual liberty. So that means you must give up your own individual liberty and give it to who? The government? Let them decide how I will think and act and feel and be and do and say what? No. If that makes me a terrorist, I guess I'm a terrorist. To me, people that are, well, you know, hanging up children on fences and in their weapons depot, hoping that Israel won't send a bomb down there and blow them up, but they do. Then they blame Israel. The terrorist is chopping people's heads off because they believe in a different God than them. And if they won't convert to their religion and don't have enough money, well, the girls are into sex trade. They're, you know, sex slaves. Raped and beaten. Chopping little boys in half. Cutting heads off left and right. That's a terrorist. Roadside bombs, that kind of, that's a terrorist. Believing in and reverent to individual liberty is not a terrorist. That's called a free man. Suspicious of centralized federal authority, yeah. Our country was designed, it's unique. We are unique. We have 50 individual states. They must have their own sovereignty. There's reasons for it. Maybe if you understood how our country was formed, maybe, you know, you liberals, you might be able to figure some of this stuff out. But see, you were never taught. And you're not interested in learning. People who believe in conspiracy theories that involve grave threat to national sovereignty and or personal liberty. It's evident every day. What are you talking about? We've got these open borders here. Anybody's coming over. And is Al-Qaeda coming over? Yeah. ISIS is, whatever you want to call them, a terrorist, real terrorist, the head choppers. Those kinds of terrorists, the roadside bombers, the suicide bombers, the non-pig eaters. Maybe if they had some bacon, maybe if they had some pork chops, maybe, you know, some pork ribs, some ham. Maybe if they started eating bacon, maybe they might be in better mood. I mean, bacon always puts me in a good mood. Doesn't it you? When you have bacon, you smell bacon. Doesn't that immediately put you in a good mood? Aren't you immediately energized? I am. Nothing like the smell of bacon, eggs, and coffee, and potatoes cooking. Oh, man, that's great. I'm ready to go all day just by the smell. Can live off the fumes, man. And then when you eat the bacon, oh, my God. Maybe that's what they need. You get the Jews and the Arabs, you sit them down, and you feed them nothing but pig for a week. They'll be so damn happy. They'll never have another war again. That's what they need. The Jews and the Arabs need to start eating pig. The report also lists people opposed to abortion. People who are opposed to killing babies are terrorists. So I guess if you kill a baby, you're a humanitarian group like Hamas, where they put kids directly in the line of fire, and they kill them themselves. The report also lists people opposed to abortion and groups that seek to smite the purported enemies of God and other evildoers as terrorists. Well, it looks like we got a caller that just came on. I know they were on there a little while ago, and I was going to put it on, but I turned around, and they were gone. So now it looks like they're back. So let's see if we can hook up. And hello, you're on with the captain. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Captain. It's John in Harrisburg.
Hey, how are we doing, John in Harrisburg?
Well, Captain, I want to talk about this Michael Brown issue.
All right.
Two things. I mean, I look at it and I consider myself very even keel. I mean, I can look at it both sides and see mistakes on both sides. First with the
release.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, you know, releasing the tape late, having the looking like, you know, they're over in Afghanistan with all the armor and everything. But that was a mistake. But for the other side, everyone to say that this video at the convenience store doesn't mean anything is kind of naive. I mean, it has to be repeated. I mean, it's just they talk about this guy.
I know what you're saying, but when the captain or whatever his name is came out and said that this officer had no idea that this guy was the suspect in this particular robbery. So the cop did not know that this kid was a suspect in that robbery. So that's why there's two separate.
But Captain, the suspect knew it, and when he saw the cop car come just after he stole and assaulted the clerk at the convenience store, he had it in his mind that he was probably going to get arrested.
Right.
Didn't realize. You know, and another thing here, how can you really, you know, believe these witnesses? I mean,
the one
witness was his friend that was in the store that didn't even give the true story anyway. And let's be honest here, the people in that community don't trust the cop anyway. You know, they want to kind of give it to him and say yes, you know, and make it look like the officer did the worst possible thing when his hands were up. You know, so these witnesses, I don't know if it would go to trial, how reliable, in my opinion, I think they would be just because of their view on the police for all of their life.
I don't
see where I'm going from.
I'm with you. I don't know who to believe. We don't know the real story. We don't know if the witnesses are telling the truth. We don't know if the police are telling the truth. We just don't know. And now we've got all this politics involved in it. We just simply do not. We don't know. And I don't think that rioting over something that you don't know doesn't make any sense. But there is a certain group out there that has a legitimate a bitch, and the cops would just come out and just spill the beans and say, this is what happened, and just tell them what happened, and I think that we would quell a lot of the mess. But no, I don't buy that this kid was an angel by any stretch of the imagination, and you're right.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest, Captain. If he's going in stealing some cigars, what do you think he's using them for? He's using them to put marijuana in them, like the blunts. I mean, that's just obvious to me. So, I mean, when they get the toxicology report to see what's in this kid's system, one final comment here, and it's a comment question for you. My opinion, what happened at the very end is there was a confrontation. The suspect probably went over the line. But here's the thing, my question for you, is if someone's attacking you, it's hard to stop in the middle of that and just get your composure. I think what happened is the policeman was defending himself. The guy started to run, and just in that moment when you're still thinking you're fighting for your life, and he's going away, he shot him, which probably his life wasn't in danger at that time. But we're talking seconds here, so it's hard to turn off the on-off switch just like that. Even though by law, the deadly force probably wasn't warranted because the suspect was moving away from him.
Well, that's definitely possible. I mean, that's definitely possible. Definitely possible. I just wish the police would just come out and just give their side. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, I just want to know what their side is. We've heard the other side. Now let's hear your side. But they don't want to give it out. They want to give it to the prosecuting attorney. And, you know, the prosecuting attorney's not going to give out anything. So what the hell are they hiding? I mean, I don't know.
Well, one final comment here is if it would ever go to trial, in the George Zimmerman trial, you had a predominantly, you know, white jury. In this case, it would be different because I believe the town is predominantly minority. So the legal system's so screwed up because, you know, why should it be decided what, you know, race the jury is, decided? It's so just screwed up that way that it's decided that way other than what the truth really is. But
I've been bitching about that, too. You make a great point. And, you know, you've got to have, like with the O.J. trial, you couldn't have a black or white judge. You had to have an Asian judge, and you had to have this. And it's got to be all color coordinated. Don't worry about the color. I don't do color. Let's do about it. You know, are you capable? Are you competent? Okay, you get the job, and boom, let's move on. So, no, great call. I appreciate you calling, my friend.
Take care, Captain.
All right, my friend. Okay, now let's see. Where the heck were we here? Yeah, so that was a good call, actually. Thanks for calling, my friend. But just because you believe that your way of life is under attack, which it is, the evidence points that it is, you're a terrorist now. A terrorist. But you have rioters in the street, and those aren't terrorists. What? They're burning down buildings and looting? That's terrorism. It's not chopping people's heads off, but it's still terrorism. And chanting freedom for everybody and don't tread on me, that's not terrorism. I'm just sick of this whole damn mess here, man. I don't like this whole thing that's going on in Ferguson. I don't like it from any angle. I don't think there's one damn angle that I like this from. There isn't. I don't, and he made a couple of great points, and nobody knows who to believe. You can't believe the cops anymore. You'd like to. I'd love to go back to the days where I had all faith and trust in the police. I can't. I like to have faith and trust in the hospitals, but you can't. You can't have faith and trust in the doctors anymore, especially if you're going to take your kid to Boston Children's Hospital. Or any other children's hospital, and they got a disease and they can't figure it out. So because their ego is so big because they can't figure out what's wrong and they can't cure them, well, it's got to be in their head. And it's got to be the patient's fault. It's got to be the parent's fault. So let's take the kid. We'll put him in these foster homes. We'll get a couple of kickbacks. We'll put him on drugs. We'll get some more money there. We'll get that new boat. We'll get that new swimming pool. We'll get that bigger home, that second home, and that little cottage on the lake. I don't understand why this country, I don't know. It's been going on for a long time, but I'm just now starting to see this stuff. We are not very kind to each other. And this is wrong. What are we doing to each other? We're better than this. We are much better than this. We don't do this stuff to each other. We don't kidnap our children. We don't loot our cities. We don't shoot our citizens. We need to start having respect for each other. We need that American pride back. I think that's what's missing. We don't have any reason to respect each other anymore. We get that American pride. You get that team spirit. Yeah, we got a little bit back in 9/11, but it didn't last very long. Didn't seem to last very long. But we need that American pride back. I think that's what's missing. I want to go back to the days where you could trust the police officer. They were, you know, they weren't going to rob you. They weren't going to, you know, hit you. They weren't going to taser you. They weren't going to shoot you. They were going to arrest you and then figure out what the charges are going to be later. They also didn't have people going up and attacking cops. I know there's always going to be a joker in the crowd that's going to try it, but Yeah, there are a lot of really bad guys out there, and there's a lot of cops that have to deal with this crap on a daily basis. We're not talking about the good cops. Can't talk about the good cops because they don't need to be fixed. They're already good. We're talking about the bad part. Not the police force, but the police force. What the answer is to it, I mean, everybody's got an answer. Everybody's got their own answer. I think both sides in this mess are right, and I think both sides in this mess are wrong. There were all kinds of things that, and that are still going on. Everybody's got to be running down there now to get their 15 minutes of fame now into this mess. President, he's got to run his fat yap. And the Attorney General, he's got to look into it. He's got to look into it. Really? Why don't you look into that contempt charge of yours? See how that's going. Gonna look into it. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on with all of these reports and everybody's a terrorist and everybody's a this. It just seems to me that this government, they for whatever reason, they want to do whatever they got to do. They want to take that control, man. They want to get that power. One way or the other, they're going to have it. And now you got our stupid politicians wanting martial law. The dumb bastard doesn't even know what it is. And he's calling for it. Bring in martial law to protect the protesters. Well, martial law would not protect the protesters, you dummy. Martial law would kick them off the streets. And if they didn't get off the streets, well, they would be tasered and they would be hit. They would not be protected. They would not be saved. They would be injured and or killed. That's your martial law, you dummy. What the hell was his name? Lewis. John Lewis, whatever his name is.
Idiot.
All right, let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can plunder tonight. Ah, look at this right on top. ISIS massacres 90 Yazidis in northern Iraq. I thought he fixed that problem. Oh, yeah, we moved them back. They're not going to do anything more. Don't worry about it. No, I solved it. I sent out a couple of bombs. I stopped them. We're not going to drop off any more humanitarian aid. The war is over. I killed bin Laden. I killed al-Qaeda. Now I killed IS. Every time this guy comes out, and why does he say this stuff? Does any have anybody that comes out there and says, "Mr. President, you can't say that. That's ridiculous." Evidently not. Islamic militants killed 90 members of Iraqi's Yazidi minority in a northern village. The Kurdish-speaking ethnic and religious group, which numbers in the hundreds of thousands in Iraq and has been persecuted in the north by Islamic State militants, with at least 500 killed prior to Friday's news. Shortly after receiving reports of civilians being attacked, United States forces conducted airstrikes on IS near Sinjar. The latest killings came just a day after President Obama said the United States airstrikes and humanitarian airdrops on Sinjar Mountain, where thousands of Yazidi have been stranded on Islamic State siege, had ended. Because Obama solved it. You know how he is. He's good. He wins an election, and he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. For winning an election, they had people, remember that fervor, everybody wanted to name their school after Obama? It's like, no, you name a school after a president that it did something worthy of a name. Winning an election doesn't do it. Oh, but he's the first black president. Well, he's black and white. But he looks black. Oh, okay. But he's the first. You can't say anything on the first black president. But the second one, look out. Oh, boy, you're going to get impeached. Boy, you're going to get it. But you can't do the first one. I mean, what the hell does that mean? You know how we are on this program. We don't have race. There's only one race in this country, and that's the American race. We come in every size, every shape, every color, every religion. We come in everything. We come from every land, every country. It's right here in America. And that's our race, the American race. That's the only group we're in. All these people talking about all this integration, integration, integration. Meanwhile, they segregate everybody. Well, the gays got to go over here. The blacks got to go over here. The Hispanics over here. The Asians over here. What about the mutts? What about the people that have all kinds of different stuff in them? Where do they go? Well, you got to go by the skin color. I mean, I've never understood that. It's never made any sense to me. I don't know why it is the way it is, but it is. It's stupid. We're Americans. We don't have African-American or Chinese-American or Liechtensteinian American or any other kind of friggin' American. There's only one American. Are you an American citizen? Okay, you're an American. That's the only American there is. You, me, us. That's it. Militants arrived in vehicles and they started their killing this afternoon, said senior Kurdish official. I can't even come close to reading his name. I'm not even going to try it. I would probably set my tongue into cardiac arrest and I still got over 20 minutes to go. We wouldn't make it. So I apologize. I don't mean to be offensive, but I just can't read it. We believe it's because of their creed. Convert or be killed. Now that's a terrorist. Believing in individual freedom is not a terrorist. I mean, these people, do you understand what a terrorist is? Hamas is not a humanitarian organization. Hamas, those are terrorists, okay? And they like to murder people. And they just assume cut your head off, too. They don't give a damn. They love to kill. Those are terrorists, Nancy Pelosi. A Yazidi lawmaker and another senior Kurdish official also said the killings had taken place and that the women of the village were kidnapped. Iraqi and Yazidi leaders say the brutal Islamic State fighters have buried Yazidi men alive. Imagine that. God, you know, that would just, that's not a way to go, man. Killed children, kidnapped women to be their slaves. But Obama, oh yeah, he pushed them back. He pushed them way back, all right. Pushed them all the way back. They're done. No, they're not going to come back. I set them straight. They're afraid of me. No, they're not. Nobody has any respect for you, Mr. Obama. If you had any respect for this country, you would resign. If this country had any respect for this country, we would impeach him. I'm sorry for the damage that this man has caused, the treason that this man has committed. Yes, that's right, treason, and I can prove it. What he has done to our Constitution, the violations, just what he has done to the preamble. Forget about the body. Forget about the Bill of Rights and the rest of the amendments. Just what he has done to the preamble should be grounds for dismissal right there. But when you facilitate weapons transfers into the hands of your enemy, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram got some of those weapons from old, what the hell is his name, Gaddafi. See, now I still don't understand what the hell's going on there. Why that to me just seems like people just want to take over. These Islamic groups have been, they've been wanting this for a long time. And that's why Egypt and Saudi Arabia aren't really supporting like the Hamas and the ISIS. because they don't want them coming over there. Well, let me tell you something there, Saudi Arabia. You could be next. You could be next. That place is getting big. They want to take over everything. They want to be the center of Islam. They want to be Islam. And Saudi Arabia, you could be very well be next. And I still believe it's going to take, not only is the world going to have to fight these people, but the Muslims are going to have to lead the way. We have striking evidence obtained from Yazidis fleeing Sinjar and some who escaped death, and also crime scene images that show indisputably that the gangs of the Islamic states have executed at least 500 Yazidis after seizing Sinjar. According to Obama, he solved the problem. He pushed them back. He stopped them. That's what he said. And keeping with the spirit of jihad, looks like Al Gore and Al Jazeera are having a little pissing contest here. Looks like Al Gore is suing Al Jazeera. Evidently, they were withholding money from him when he sold Current TV, which nobody watched. I never once saw one thing on that. I don't even know anybody who saw it. And I guess Keith Olbermann, he went over there and they had to fire him. I mean, if you're going to fire Keith Olbermann, I mean, you can't get any lefter than that. I mean, what does that say about Keith Olbermann? Well, he finally got a job back with the ESPN. He does a little bit over there now. That guy's a jerk. I mean, he can be pretty good when he's not a jerk, but he's always a jerk. Smart ass, thinks he knows everything. He don't know nothing. Well, let's find out what the hell old Al Gore is all pissed off about. First of all, I don't really care. Al Gore, first of all, you're an idiot. Your stupid television network was a joke because you're a joke. There is no man-made global warming. You're going to have to learn the science. You tried buddying up with the jihadis. This Al Jazeera. I'm not saying Al Jazeera is jihad, but I mean, they're a hell of a lot more sympathetic than, you know, let's say Fox News. Current TV co-founders Al Gore and Joel Hyatt have launched a fraud and breach of contract lawsuit claiming that Al Jazeera is withholding money from its $500 million purchase of the cable news network. $500 million for Current TV that nobody watched? $500 million for the Global Warming Channel? Get the hell out of here. I wouldn't pay them bastards that anyway. No way. I don't blame them. I wouldn't pay either $500 million. The complaint was filed under seal in the Delaware Court of Chancery, but informed provided reveals that the plaintiffs are seeking $65 million held in escrow. Former United States Vice President Al Gore is being represented by David Boies. You remember him. David Boies represented him with the last time Al Gore was in court when he was trying to sue George Bush. If Al Gore would have simply just won his own state, the country didn't want Al Gore. The country didn't like Al Gore. The country still doesn't like Al Gore. Al Gore likes Al Gore. David Boies must like Al Gore. Al Jazeera America wants to give itself a discount on the purchase price that was agreed to nearly 2 years ago, said Boies in a statement. We are asking the court to order Al Jazeera America to stop wrongfully withholding the escrow funds that belong to Current's former shareholders. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I don't really give a damn. Who cares, Al Gore, if you get your money back or not? I mean, that's what you get. And what is he worried about, $65 million or whatever the hell it is now anyway? I mean, he's always bitching, pissing, and moaning about, you know, the G Party having so much money. And they're greedy. Well, look at him. I mean, one of his homes produces more electricity than some cities. And yet you have to go by candlelight. You're not allowed to have electricity. You're not special. You didn't write a book. You didn't win an election. You're nobody. You don't give speeches. You don't deserve a jet airplane like I got, a big old jumbo jet. You don't deserve all these homes that I have. You're a peasant. You don't deserve electricity. Only the elite get electricity. That's me. Everybody thinks they're elite. No, you're not. Nobody's elite. We're Americans. Arizona sheriff claims is likely deep into the homeland due to an unsecure border. Well, I think that's, most people have come to that conclusion except for our government. Why won't they do anything? Is that their plan? Sometimes I wonder, is this president really working for the other side? We see what he did with Benghazi. Facilitates weapons into their hands. He kept his hands clean, though. Then we get attacked by them because they tried getting the weapons back. That's the story that we've got. We've only got the most transparent administration in American political history, so we're left to guess what the evidence that, you know, is presented. And then when we are under attack, the very moment he finds out that the embassy's on fire, our ambassador is nowhere to be found, got mortar fire, machine gun fire, the place is under attack. There are a lot of casualties. What does he do? Does he run like hell down to the Situation Room and start sending airplanes and troops and bombardments and any kind of help whatsoever to, you know, secure the area, protect his people, his citizens? His embassy? Does he do? No, no. He goes upstairs and eats. And then he gets on the phone, I guess. You know, the report is, again, being the most transparent administration in American political history, we're just left to guess with the evidence that's presented. Evidently, he gets on the phone with old Netanyahu for 2.5 hours. But then after that conversation, then he sends Valerie Goebbels down there, her and the dude. They concoct this story about some cockamamie video. And does Valerie Goebbels, you know, does she tell the general, hey, go, you know, go send some troops down there, you know, go protect these guys? No, she gets on the horn. Not with the general, but with YouTube. To begin the spin. Well, the very moment he found out our embassy was under attack and he goes upstairs, ignores it, and eats, stuffs his fat face, well, that is aiding and abetting. If you are going to allow the enemy to attack or allow the enemy to continue their attack, that is aiding and abetting. That's treason. There should have been help sent, but there wasn't. I don't buy this crap. There wasn't enough time. We don't send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. That is bogus. That is BS. That is not true. I know for a fact, an actual damn fact, that is not true. And for Leon Panetta to go out there and say that, he should have known better. You should have known better. I lost all respect for you, Leon Panetta. Sorry, kid, but you knew better than that. And for you to say that, I don't give a damn you're doing your job or not. That's not doing your job. That's not doing your job at all. Lying like that, knowing full well, no. Wrong, wrong. Well, Friday on Fox News Channel's Your World with Neil Cavuto. Except for it wasn't Cavuto, it was that other dude, Borland. Borland. Borland, I can never pronounce his name. It's Boren or Borland. Borland. I guess he was a minor league baseball player at one time. Evidently wasn't that good, or maybe he got injured. I don't know the story. But he's pretty cool. He's on there. I like him. So he's on there. He's interviewing this Arizona sheriff. His name is Paul Babau, or Babau. He's obviously French, and I can't read French. It's Babau or Babau or something like that. I don't mean any disrespect. I just can't pronounce people's names. I can barely pronounce my name, for God's sakes. He says it's not going to stop until we secure the border. Well, yeah, he's right. Again, I publicly thank and praise Governor Perry of Texas, asserting the 10th Amendment, where in the absence of the federal government, one of the duties of the president he has failed to do. Well, he's right. He's failed to do a lot of duties that the president was supposed to do. He ignores it and he flaunts it. His job is to protect our country here at home, secure the border. Because if 123,000 illegals just here in the Tucson sector can get through, then all across the border, clearly the border is not secured, and then we have this national security threat. Yeah, we do. This guy is right on the money, man. We have our enemy in ISIS, far across the globe, threatening to come here. The likely avenue of approach for our enemy is through unsecured borders. They're already here. And they have been bragging about they're going to hit America again, whether they hit New York, whether they hit D.C. Now, you've seen that picture. Somebody put a picture of the Al-Qaeda flag, the black flag, the jihad flag, I guess you call it. I don't know what you call it. In front of the White House, and now the White House is aware of it. These people are here, and it's only a matter of time before they do some heavy damage. When it's going to be, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Why this border was not secure, I don't care about your stupid New World Order. You know, we're not ready for that yet. Not in America. We have too many enemies. For whatever reason, you can argue that forever of why we have the enemies. At this point, it's beside the damn point. What is the point? We have them. And now, instead of securing ourselves and making sure that our enemies don't come over here to harm us, we open the doors and say, come on in. We give them free medical, and we wash all the bugs off of them, and set them up in a nice hotel, give them some food, give them a EBT card and a bus ride to Walmart. They're going to get free amnesty. These are people that they're coming over here to do us harm. I mean, we've got these gangs from El Salvador. What is that, MS-13? Okay, these guys do harm to anybody. They're just like is. They don't give a damn. They're going to do harm to anybody. And we can't secure our border. All because of votes. Just so the Democratic Party can get more votes, we can't secure our border. How the hell is that providing for the common defense? I don't know. How is that promoting the general welfare? I don't know. I don't see it. If somebody can point it out to me, now's the time. Now we got a panel in Los Angeles. They want to use prizes now to boost voter turnout. They want to have a lottery, like a drawing, or everybody puts in their number, and if it gets picked, you get money to vote. To vote. That is no. That's not only a right, but that's a duty. That's a responsibility. You shouldn't have to get paid to go vote. I mean, Democrats in Los Angeles, are they that desperate to win an election, they're going to bring people out. So they need to have a lottery. And it was a 3-0 vote on this stupid panel. Well, to me, this just seems, first of all, it seems unconstitutional. It's a vote. Money should not be involved in any kind of vote. I don't care. 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 That's wrong. Somebody should have been smart enough to say, you know what? If this was like a church organization or, you know, a little league organization or a Cub Scout organization, okay, fine. We'll have the stupid lottery. We'll have the stupid drawing. But no, this is an election, you idiot. This is your right. This is your responsibility, your duty, your responsibility. And if you can't make it to the voting booth, I don't think you should be able to vote. Now, if you've got a legitimate reason, and the reason should be specific, then you can get an absentee ballot, and I don't have a problem with that. But just because you're too frickin' fat and lazy to get off the damn couch and turn off your stupid Kim Kardashian shows and put down those bags of Cheetos and go out to the polling station there and vote, no. If you want to vote, you got to go out there and you got to exercise your vote. You got to show up. But now you, in order to get people to show up, because they can't get people to vote, they had a mayor that hardly anybody came and voted, so now they're trying to get people to, and they said maybe it's $25,000, maybe it's $50,000 this stupid committee wants to spend on lottery tickets and drawings and stuff to get people to vote. To vote. You got to pay somebody to vote. They don't deserve to vote. You don't get paid to vote. That's ridiculous. I mean, that doesn't, no. No. And you come on. If you can't see the corruption all inside that, please, get out of here. You can't see the damage. You can't see the problems in this. You shouldn't even be in the conversation. Shut up. Go sit in the corner with your dunce cap on. Keep your fat yap shut. Don't open it up again until your brain is completely developed, because I don't want to hear you. I mean, this is ridiculous. You want to get people to come out to the voting booth and vote? Well, put up a candidate worth voting for. Why don't we try that? Huh? Give people a reason to go to the voting booth, not a lottery, not a drawing, not prizes. I don't want to win a frickin' stuffed animal to go vote. I want to go in there and I want to cast my ballot. I want to vote for the people I want to vote for. And then I want to get the hell out of there. I don't want to hang around for some lottery. Maybe I might win a 10 bucks or a free pizza. I mean, what the hell? What is this crap? Winning prizes? I mean, to vote? No, you need to put in candidates worthy of voting for. Give them a reason to vote. That's how you get people into the voting booth. And if you don't have anybody worth voting for, well, then nobody gets the job. Have another election. I mean, that's just my opinion. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I want to thank the caller for calling in tonight. Everybody's in the chat room and on your smartphones. It's going to download later. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and I hope everybody has a great and happy and safe weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.